Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Hello? Hello? I'm not impressed with this place either.
Well, I guess it takes a lot to impress you, doesn't it? Welcome to Volume 53 of Radio Free Bongo. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny, and yes, that was an actual recording of a message left on the answering machine where I work. That just shows you Staten Island. I guess I have to move. Anyway, let's get on to our subject for tonight, and that subject is the year 1967, musically. It was the year of the Summer of Love, and to my mind, some of the best music that was ever put out. We had artists that were already out a couple of years coming out with some tremendous material, as well as some interesting new artists putting out their debut albums in 1967. So we're going to go through this pretty much in the order they were released, starting from around February of 1967, and set one will go through June of 1967. And then in our second set, we'll cover the years from July to December. So get your beads and headbands on, get in that lotus position with your flowers, and groove to the music.
mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. Born a high forever to fly. If you watch cup power fill, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup. It's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such dread.
And there's this guy from the CIA and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic glue and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
I don't know, sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's that's your hair spray or something. I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else?
But you're plastic people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable. Makes it okay.
You live in. You dream about. You think only of. You're
being.
You are. Pebbles. Plastic. Pebbles. Purple prancing. Everybody.
Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart.
Hey, what's happening? All right, we got a nice long set to go over, so let's take it from the top. We opened up tonight with our first song from 1967. This one was from February 4th. It was the Rolling Stones from their album Between the Buttons, and the song was called Cool, Calm, Collected. Yeah, that one brings back a lot of memories. Then we had the Jefferson Airplane with their fine debut album Surrealistic Pillow, giving us 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds. Seems to move that fast. That one was also from February of 1967. Then we had another great band giving us a debut album, The Grateful Dead, Sitting on Top of the World, from their album called The Grateful Dead. And that was released March 17th of 1967. That was a live version. It was they played sometime during the year. Don't have the exact venue on that one, but Grateful Dead, great live band. Then we had Donovan, also from March of 1967, with Mellow Yellow, one of our favorites from back in the day. Next, we had She Wandered Through the Garden Fence, and that was done by Procol Harum from their debut album, released on May 12th of 1967, simply titled Procol Harum. Everybody remembers Whiter Shade of Pale, but there were a number of other very interesting cuts on that album. If you can get a hold of a copy, check it out. You'll enjoy it. After that, we had the great Frank Zappa with his Mothers of Invention doing Plastic People from their Absolutely Free album, released on May 26th of 1967. Then we had the Beatles with Lovely Rita, which of course was from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. And that one was released on June 2nd of 1967. And we ended up with another great debut band. This one was Moby Grape from their debut album called Moby Grape. The song was Indifference, and it was from June 6th of 1967. Well, gang, that covers up the first part of our magic year of 1967. And we're going to continue on now covering July through December of 1967. And we'll start it off with a little Canned Heat.
Ugly when you're alone, women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strained. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Your name, when you're cooling air. Darling, darling,
has a beard. Running to me a crying when it throws you out. Running to me a crying on your own again. You got that pure feel, such good responsive, but the picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. Come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. That soulful look on your face. You come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors are filling the wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. The rainbow has a beard.
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for?
There's a private in my boat, and he wears this instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asked for nothing.
you get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and you are happy. That's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will
while, and the things that I must do consist of more than style. of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Upon the crowd, their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion was being born down in Monterey. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Rabbi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into fire and light. You Masekela's music was black as night. The grateful dead, the wounded body mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty, Prince Jones, smile as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. All right! I think that maybe I'm dreaming.
Up our second set tonight, starting with July of 1967 and Canned Heat. From their debut album, simply titled Canned Heat, we had Bullfrog Blues. That was followed by The Doors, although from their second album, a very, very solid effort, was Strange Days, which was released October 1st of 1967. We then followed that with The Kinks, Dave Davies in particular doing Death of a Clown, from the album called Something Else by the Kinks, released on October 15th, 1967. Also from October was the group Clear Light with their song Sand, from their fantastic debut album simply titled Clear Light. After that we heard Cream from the Disraeli Gears album with Swabler, which is spelled S-W-L-A-B-R and stands for She Was Like a Bearded Rainbow. Makes sense to me. Next we had Love, from their great album, Forever Changes, their closing song, You Set the Scene, Arthur Lee Great vocals on that one. Great instrumentation by the rest of the band as well.
Released in November of 1967. And we closed out with The Animals.
More accurately, they were called Eric Burdon and The Animals by that time.
With Monterey,
which was a tribute to the June 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. A lot of great bands were there, and actually I had read that Brian Jones was heavily involved, although he didn't play, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, as evidenced by the lyric in the song where he says, "Her Majesty's Prince Jones smiled as he moved among the crowd." And 1967 was a great year musically, and we do look back fondly on that year. And we're going to close out tonight with one of the last songs released in the year of 1967. This one was actually released on December 27th. It is Bob Dylan. It is from the John Wesley Harding album. And it is called The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. Thanks a lot for listening. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool just above the potted plain, saying, "Take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will be your gain." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down and put his fingers to his chin. But with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Could you please not stare at me like that?" he said. "It's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide." Well, Judas, he just winked and said, "All right, I'll leave you here. But you better hurry up and choose which of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now, just tell me where you'll be." Judas pointed down the road and said, "Eternity." "Eternity," said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. "That's right," said Judas, "eternity, though you might call it paradise." "I don't call it anything," said Frankie Lee with a smile. "All right," said Judas Priest, "I'll see you after a while." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat back down, feeling low and mean, when just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, "Are you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and they say his name is Priest." "Oh yes, he is my friend," said Frankie Lee in fright. "I do recall him very well, in fact, he just left my sight." "Yes, that's the one," said the stranger, "quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house." Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked, he dropped everything and ran, until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. "What kind of house is this," he said, "where I have come to roam?" "It's not a house," says Judas Priest, "it's not a house, it's a home." Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled, he soon lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, "Nothing is revealed." Well, the moral of this story, the moral of this song, is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load, and don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.